Unwrapping the gift. I need to explain the on-off phenomenon. This Jekyll and Hyde melodrama is a constant vexation for the PD patient, especially one as determined as I was to remain closeted. On refers to the time when the medication is telling my brain everything it wants to hear. I'm relatively loose and fluid, my mind clear and movements under control. Only a trained observer could detect my Parkinson's. During one of my off periods, even the most myopic layperson can recognize that I am in serious trouble. When I'm off, the disease has complete authority over my physical being. I'm utterly in its possession. Sometimes there are flashes of function and I can be effective at performing basic physical tasks, certainly feeding and dressing myself, though I'll lean toward loafers and pullover sweaters, as well as any chore calling for more brute force than manual dexterity. In my very worst off times, I experience the full panoply of classic Parkinsonian symptoms: rigidity, shuffling, tremors, lack of balance, diminished small motor control, and the insidious cluster of symptoms that makes communication, written as well as spoken, difficult and sometimes impossible. Hypophonia, hypomimia, and cluttering can all get in the way of verbally expressing feelings and ideas. Hypophonia weakens the voice so badly that for some, like Muhammad Ali, simply making yourself audible demands a tremendous effort. So far, I've been spared that particular challenge. When I'm off, my struggle is with cluttered speech, combined with hypomimia, the medical term for the mask effect often observed on the faces of PD patients. My ability to form thoughts and ideas into words and sentences is not impaired. The problem is translating those words and sentences into articulate speech. My lips, tongue, and jaw muscles simply won't cooperate. What words I do smuggle through the blockade can be heard, though not always comprehended. Try as I might, I can't inflect my speech to reflect my state of mind. And it's not like I can liven up my halting monotone with a raised eyebrow. My face, utterly expressionless, simply won't respond. Like Emmett Kelly, but without the grease paint, I often appear sad on the outside while actually smiling, or at least smirking on the inside. Micrographia is precisely what it sounds like: tiny writing. I have a stockbroker friend, a fellow young-onset patient whose secretary was the first to recommend he consult a neurologist. Over the course of a year or so, she had found it increasingly difficult to decipher his memos, and finally confronted him with the evidence of his incredible shrinking handwriting. Without drugs, my own penmanship becomes similarly microscopic. Combined with the stubborn refusal of my off arm to move in a smooth lateral left-to-right direction, the result is a fractured column of miniature scribbles. These impediments to self-expression are not the most painful or debilitating features of Parkinson's disease, yet they madden me more than even the most teeth-rattling full-body tremor. Then there's the sensation of not being able to settle or land in any one spot for more than a second or two. When I'm off, I feel like I'm dangling from a coat hanger that has been surgically implanted under my skin in the muscles of my back. The sensation is like being jacked up, with my toes scraping and kicking at the ground, straining for purchase so that if only for a moment, both feet can plant firmly and bear the full weight of my body. 3 to 4 times every day, I go through the transition between the two poles, navigating the tricky passage from the land of off to on. The most surreal aspect of this thrill ride is that during every on time, I delude myself into believing that that, and not the other, is my normal condition.